You're listening to SBS News.
A fungal disease is threatening Australia's multi-million dollar banana industry. Australia's biosecurity authorities are on high alert after the Northern Territory reported an outbreak of the banana freckle virus. For local farmers, it is quickly turning their dream businesses into a nightmare. Julianne Murphy is a farmer, terrified of what the future holds after the epidemic destroyed her family's banana plantation business.
Bananas is what we do, so without that, we don't have a business. There is nothing that we can grow up here that would produce that volume all year round so that we can sell locally. And mostly we sold ourselves. So that was what we did. So when you bought a Rum Jungle Organics banana, you kind of bought us and our story too. So that's gone. Gone. That was our retirement plan. So at 65, we're not sure of our next move.
The virus, caused by Philostigma cavendishi fungus, leaves dark sandpaper-like spots on infected bananas. Although there are no risks to food security or human health from eating infected bananas, it makes it challenging to sell. Banana bunches at the Rum Jungle Organics banana plantation will be left to decay on the trees at the property, which have become overgrown in quarantine, despite crops being expected to generate between $120,000 and $160,000 this financial year. Ms. Murphy claims having chemicals to stop the virus is not an option for her family's organics banana business.
So we've had 5 months without any income now, and businesses can't sustain that. And without bananas, which is our volume of production, we don't have a business.
The Northern Territory Department has conducted surveillance at more than 540 properties since the initial detection. The biosecurity head at the Northern Territory Department of Industry, Dr. Anne Walters, claims the department is doing its best to curb the disease.
What we have been asking our growers and also our residents is to go out and have a look at their plants. What we're looking at is sort of small brown or black spots on the plants. The key thing about banana freckle is that it is a raised condition, so it feels like sandpaper when you rub it. If people have any doubts, obviously we'll come out and have a look, so you don't have to be an expert on banana freckle immediately. But we are asking people even to report if they don't have any symptoms on their plants, because obviously that tells us really important information about where banana freckle isn't. And that's in a lot of ways just as valuable as knowing where it is. And so at the moment what we're trying to do is work out where the banana freckle is so that we can eradicate the pest before it becomes too widespread and affects our obviously very important banana industry, not just in the Northern Territory but also in other locations nationally.
48 properties across the Northern Territory are now confirmed to have banana freckle. This covers a broad area from Rum Jungle, Bachelor and Mataranka to the Tui Islands off the north coast of Darwin.
The second commercial property that we've detected it on recently has triggered that response plan, and it just means that the National Committee will meet again and decide whether it's still technically feasible to eradicate this particular pest.
Paul Burke is the chief executive of the Northern Territory Farmers Association.
It is one of our largest horticultural sectors. Eradication is always the first option, but if we can't get eradication and we can't guarantee that, then we will have to look at moving to some sort of management arrangement. And funds are not unlimited. An industry bears 50% of the costs of any eradication program. So, you know, we've got to be conscious that it's a limited pool of funds.
It is the nation's second outbreak of banana freckle, sparking a costly national eradication program. But Alan Peterson, another farmer in the region, is hesitant to eradicate, saying it previously stripped his topsoil and he is not confident it worked.
Well, it's taken us 5 months to not even get eradicated yet, so we don't know how long we're looking at it this time. And at 65, I'm sort of wearing a bit thin on it, waiting. So there won't be any point in re-establishing in a few years' time for us.
The nervous wait continues ahead of a decision from the National Committee on Friday. Omar Bello, SBS News.